Track 14. Activity 13. Listen to the conversation between a radio host and Dr. Ben Yeung and jot down some notes in the space provided.
Good afternoon and welcome to Personal Profile, the program where I present people who are very influential in their field but may not be so well known to people outside their profession. Today, I have great pleasure in introducing Dr. Ben Yeung.
Thank you, Susan. It is my pleasure to be here.
Dr. Yeung is now an assistant professor at Kowloon University. Am I right, Dr. Yeung?
Yes, you are. I've been an assistant professor at the English department since I came back from Oxford a few years ago.
I heard that you studied at Oxford at some point. Is that right?
That's right. I did my doctoral studies there and obtained my DPhil degree in 2008.
You must have been very happy to get your DPhil from Oxford. I imagine those Oxford years weren't easy.
No, they weren't. But I'm glad I went, because it was there that I began to specialize in theories of teaching English as a foreign language.
Sorry, Dr. Yeung.
Theories of teaching English as a foreign language, also known as EFL. I've since then been doing lots of research on theories of teaching EFL, because I've always wanted to know how to effectively teach English to non-native speakers.
So, what are your views on this? I'm sure many of our listeners would love to know what you think.
I think we focus too much on pronunciation. While it isn't difficult to make a learner sound more native or to correct pronunciation, I believe we should instead focus on teaching students techniques to communicate effectively. That's the main use of a language, isn't it?
Can't disagree with that. I believe you've published two books. One is How to Teach English to Chinese Speakers, and the other is...
The other one is English's in the 21st Century.
And this book won the Page-Turner Book Award in 2013. I haven't read it yet. But some of my friends have, and they said it really is a good read. After a short break, we'll ask Dr. Yeung to talk about some innovative ways to learn English.